Evening. Welcome. You are on with the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you? Oh, it has been one fantastic weekend. I can't even begin to tell you how great it's been. I pray that your weekend has been just as blessed as my weekend has been. And, it is amazing to be here with you just once again. Remember, if you are in the room, let Pastor Steph know so that I can give you a shout-out. We've got, is this Mariah? Hey, Mariah. Oh, Mariah is the first to check in. So glad to have you with us. So I love to say hello to everyone that's in the room. So listen, regardless of whether you know the topic or not, you probably do, but whether you do or not, make sure you text, you call somebody and let them know that we are in the prayer room, okay? Hey there, my girl, Teddy. How are you? Thanks for joining us. And before we go any further, I have to make sure I give a shout out to the ladies that keep us moving. And the only way you get to see Pastor Steph on Sunday nights, shout out to our girl Anika. Hey, Anika holds us down in StreamYard and gives us our YouTube Live and our Facebook Live. And holding us down on Blog Talk is our girl Shantice. Hey, Shantice. Now, Shantice can be heard on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But Mondays and Thursdays at about 8:40 a.m., she has her own segment. On Mondays, it's The Switch with Shantice. On Thursdays, it's Pray for Them. And I tell you, two very dynamic segments of our show. And I invite you to make sure you're there, okay? Who else is checking in? Oh, we got our girl, Viv. Hey, Viv. Otherwise known as V. She is the duo, her and Shantice. They're the duo behind With All Due Respect with Shantice and V. And you can hear our girl Vivian on Wednesdays. She is our anchor for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph for our Wow Wednesday segment. Yes. So listen, we're all hanging out together, and I really want you to invite someone you know, all the people you know, somebody you know needs prayer. Okay, so you don't want them to miss out on this wonderful opportunity to hold hands and hold hearts, as Pastor Steph says. And in a couple of minutes, we are definitely going to get to some of our prayer topics. And I'm sure you have definitely had to go through many of these issues on your own. And I just want to reassure you that you're never alone. you are never alone. You can always just, in your private time, if you just think about what you're going through and you just want to pray or you just want to just meditate and just think and thank God and just petition the Lord, all you got to do is pull up one of these prayers and you will not be alone. Even though the prayer is past, you are still with your prayer partners because we're always praying for one another, okay? So let me go back and see what some of our prayer requests have been. And what I'll do is I'll take you from our last topic and go backwards. Well, last week we prayed for obedience over sacrifice. Whoa, that was big, big, big. Before then, it was a changed life, humility, a better understanding of God's will. We prayed for ministering to others, answer to your prayer, a divine release from your circumstance, accepting and dealing with change God's way. Ooh, that was a big thing. Protection of our home, being teachable, being reliable, our commitment to God, our men, doubt, being useful to God. Yes, go back. We are up to 69 prayer topics. So I know that you are definitely, definitely covered because so many things are interchangeable. So once you pray about one thing, you're automatically going to be talking about something else. And something else will easily come to your mind, okay? So tonight we are praying for being a witness for Christ. And, I have to tell you, it wasn't hard to come up with this one. You know, I always like to say God gave it to me because, you can't come up with nothing when it comes to God. The Spirit of the Lord just delivers everything. But yesterday we had a wonderful fellowship with United Church of God Seventh Day out in Lynbrook, New York. And as I engaged with so many women, it was Women's Day, I realized that yesterday was another opportunity for me to be a witness for Christ. And I don't think about it like that. I don't think about it like that at all. But as I was thinking today of the things that we could pray about, that came to my mind. And there was a ministering to others that was connected to this. But to me, this was just a little different because ministering to others to me was a direct, you know, like speaking to people and things like that. But being a witness meant that whether your mouth was open or closed, you could be a witness for God. Hit me differently today than just ministering to others, because you can minister to others without saying a word. But ministering to others a lot of times comes with words, you know, and action and direct towards individuals. But this being a witness for Christ just rang out differently to me. And when I got it, I was like, okay, we could do this. And my mind just started going back to yesterday. And it was such, for me, I think that was why it was such a wonderful fellowship. First of all, I got to see a whole lot of people I haven't seen in years. And that was one of the reasons why being a witness for Christ meant so much to me, because have you ever, like, run into somebody from years ago and you could look at them and just tell where they've been in life and it's like, wow, you know? And then when they start talking, it's like you start feeling sorry for them as they're speaking. You can sympathize with them and sometimes even empathize with them because you've kind of been through the same thing or something different. But when you see a person from years ago and they start telling you about, you know, I haven't seen you in 15 years. Girl, what's been going on? Or, well, hey, what's happening? Last time I heard you had kids or whatever. And then when you can speak to them about what God has done in your life, oh, that just hit me on the inside. When I can tell people what God has done for Stephanie over the last 30 years, and I haven't seen you since I was a kid, and here I am 57 years old, and how many years has passed? How many years have gone by? And I can just tell you about who Jesus is just by telling you what I've gone through and where what I've come through. Because, see, if you talk to Stephanie, I'm going to always tell you about what Jesus has done in one shape, form, or fashion. Okay? So that's a wonderful opportunity for you to be a witness for Christ. When you can tell a person all about what they've done, what God has done for you, and what he's done for others that you know. So you know how Pastor Steph likes to do? You know, we always got to hear directly from the Word of God. All right, let's see. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Amen. Amen. You will be my witnesses. Okay? So it says, but when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, it's one thing to just know the Lord, but you don't really know the Lord until that Holy Spirit just becomes your guide. That Holy Spirit becomes your remembrance to the Word of God. That Holy Spirit becomes your advisor, your counsel. You're nothing before the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just magnifies anything and everything about you, okay? So about Jesus Christ, rather, not about you. For you, about Jesus. And there is nothing. There is nothing like it. And if you think about before you received the Holy Spirit and after, that means that before baptism, who you were, you didn't even start getting serious about God until after the baptismal process. Why? Because that's when the Holy Spirit is given to you. And now you can really, really attest to who Jesus is. Okay? Am I understanding this right? Is Van on with us? Is that what you're saying to us, Viv? Let me know, girl. Let me know so I can give a hearty shout out. All right? Yes. Thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit. Let's see what else we got going on. Let's see. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Let your light and let your light shine before others. You can't let your light shine before others if the Spirit of God, of the Holy Spirit, is not in you. If the Holy Spirit is not in you, there's no light. There's no light. It's the Holy Spirit that gives the light. And that's the only way you can be a witness for Christ. You know, I talked yesterday, and there was someone who once asked, you know, when I walk outside, do I have to say good morning to people? You know, people have told me that it's rude, you know, when I walk by and I don't say good morning. And that has never left me. And I talk about that a lot because I realize how much it means for us to be able to show God. It really means we can be a witness for Christ when we wake up in the morning and when we hit that street We're smiling. We're saying good morning, because sometimes that good morning has been exactly what that individual has needed. And you have been the one to have brought them that sunshine that morning. Your smile, that beautiful light that shines from you, that the Holy Spirit exudes through you when you just get up and you say, good morning, and you just greet people a certain way. It just changes their aura. Because some people just do a good morning just out of ritual. And it just, it's like, I'm like, you could have kept that. People need your light. That is being a witness for Christ. Have you ever had a person say to you, are you a Christian person? And you're like, yes. And then, I knew it. It was something about you. It was something about you. Or if you somehow or another, you start and you invite someone and you start talking to someone and you start talking to them about God, and then they say to you, hey, I know it was something about you. I know something special. There was something special about you. That's what you want people to feel if they never even say it to you. Because that way you can be a witness for Christ. So if you have any difficulty, or if you just want to move just that much better into being a witness for Christ, make sure you put your prayer request in the chat room. Because I'm going to read the prayer request later, and we want to make sure that it's included, okay? All righty. Woo, I like this one. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Well, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12:11. By the word of their testimony. That's how you can be a witness for Christ. All you have to do is just start talking. Just start telling people how good and great God is. Tell people how good and great God has been to you, how good and great God has been to your mother, how good and great God has been to your children, how good and great God has been to your coworker. Just start talking. That's being a witness. And God is relying on us to draw all men unto him. That's our job. Christ said, go out and make disciples. How can you do that if you're not a witness? Go out and get the job done. Okay? Let's see what else. Philippians 1:29. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. And again, that's Philippians 1:29. When we go through and we come back and we tell that story and we don't come back with, well, girl, let me tell you how it was. I done been through. No, you go, girl, let me tell you, I have been through. God has brought me through. I can tell you that if it weren't for God, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't look the way I look. I wouldn't sound the way I sound. I couldn't stand the way I stand before you right now. That's being a witness for Christ. You need to go before everybody, anybody. You're supposed to walk the streets and be able to tell people that I can do all things. I can do all things, and it's because of who strengthens me. I can't do none of this on my own. I can be strong. I can be cheerful. I can be a conqueror. I can get up with a smile only because of Christ. People need to hear this. Do you hear how bad this world is? This world is in some bad shape right now, and it's up to God's people to really get out here and testify as to how great and big our God is. So that's why you need to be on this phone right now, multitasking. You need to be in a conversation with me. You need to be in conversation with your prayer partners. You need to be on the phone texting and calling people and telling them, hey, we're talking today. We're in the prayer room today. And guess what we're talking about in the prayer room? Being a, oh, my goodness, being a witness for Christ. Girl, remember when such and such a thing happened to you? You need to be able to tell that story. You ain't got no time to be embarrassed. You ain't got no time to get it together. God has already done that. He's already gotten it together for you. He sent his son. He sent his son. So we didn't know, it's already been done for us. So now you just go ahead and get yourself together and you'll be able to tell that story because God left you intact in order for you to tell that story. So again, I invite you as we talk today, as we pray today about being a witness for Christ, I invite you to put your prayer request in the chat room. Oh, my goodness.
Woo, the dry. Excuse me.
Let's see if we can find one more verse before we get those prayer requests on. Excuse me. Woo. You yourself are our letter of recommendation written on our hearts to be known and read by all. Woo! That is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2. Whoa, let me read that one again. You yourselves are our letter of recommendation written on our hearts, excuse me, to be known and read by all. Again, you don't even... Excuse me, you don't even have to open up your mouth. People should be able to read God all over you. Yeah. Especially if people know you've been through some things. Excuse me. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. Especially if people know that you've been through something. And when they see you, the first thing they do is they look. Let me tell you about people. Let me tell you a little secret. Let me tell you about people. If they heard you had been through something, when they see you, they're going to be looking for it. When they see you, they're going to be looking for it. If you know what I'm talking about, say amen. Somebody kind of said yesterday, when people hear you've been through something, most times they don't call you because they're checking on you. They're calling you so they can see what else you got to tell them. They want to find out the scoop. They want to find out the juice. And they're not calling for your best interest. When you haven't been seen in a long time and people been hearing all about you and hear that you've been through some trials and tribulations, let me tell you, when they see you in the crowd, they look at you. I heard Stephanie, you know, I heard her marriage went to the garbage. You know, she went through a rough divorce. They didn't call you to pray with you. They're not coming to give you a hug and say, girl, I mean, let me hug you. I know how it feels. That's not what they're doing. They're looking to read your trouble all over you. And the best way of being a witness for Christ is when they see you, you smiling, you are just exuding with joy. Now, I'm not saying you didn't have no trouble, but we're not supposed to walk around dragging, moaning, and groaning. The best way to be a witness for Christ, it's not pretend, and I'm not saying pretend, but what I'm saying is that in your private time, what you need to be doing is getting strength from God so that you you can go out. Everybody shouldn't have to see all of that all over you. And I'm not telling you to, please don't think I'm telling you to pretend. Please don't think I'm telling you to be fake. Please don't think I'm telling you to act like nothing is going on. What I'm saying is that your private time should be your strengthening time. Your private time should be the time when you're being renewed and being restored. So when you get out, you can minister and witness to others. Let me help you understand something here. Let me understand something here. We are not designed for us. I am not here. God did not put me here and leave me here for 57 years so I can be about Stephanie. I am here for you. I'm not here for me. I'm going to go through what I'm going through. I'm going to go through the hard times. I'm going to go through all of the trouble that I have in my life. But when I see you, I should be able to tell you what God has done through those trying times. I should be able to tell you how God has brought me through. I should be able to tell you, girl, I was down, but now by the grace and mercy of God, he has picked me up. He has turned me around. He has placed my feet on solid ground. I don't, girl, I don't even know how I made it if you were to ask me how. All I could do is tell you that it's God who did it, that it was the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for such a time as this. This is how I still stand strong. They should not be meeting you with a long face and all of that. No, I'm sorry. No. You may not be at 100%. But they may need something from you, because let me help you understand something. There is somebody who is always going through something worse than where you are. So if you don't do nothing but give God glory that you are not worse off than you are, that should put a smile on your face automatically. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some check-ins. Let me go back. Let me take a little pause and get my little check-ins going on. We've got a Shannon in the room. Hey, Shannon. Thank you so much for checking in. We've got Terrell. Hey, Terrell. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, Pastor Steph. Hey, Terrell. How are you? And it's so good to see you all. We got our girl Beth in the room. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we're talking about being a witness for Christ. And if you're having difficulty, before I go any further, we got to check in from our Pastor KL, the due time crew from It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. So you've got V on, Vivian on, you've got Shantice on, you've got Pastor KL on. So you've got the due time crew in the house with you. Hey, Pastor KL. Thank you so much for joining us and stopping by. And tonight we're talking about being a witness for Christ. And let me tell you something. We need to be a witness for Christ by any means necessary. Any means necessary. We cannot stay in the corner, y'all. We cannot stay under our covers, y'all. We can't hide up in our house, y'all. We can't hide underneath the bushel, y'all. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs to know how you made it. And if you are still over in the corner, if you're still hiding, how are you going to minister to, how are you going to minister to God's people? You're not, it's not about you. It's, I'm sorry. Gotta dust ourselves off. And some people say, oh, you know, Pastor Steph, you make it sound so easy. No, I don't. I'm talking to you from experience. I'm talking to you when I wanted to be depressed in my house, stay in my bed, cry. No. Excuse me. I had to remember why God left me here. So I had to ask myself, Stephanie, do you want to stay in the bed and cry? Or do you want to show God that you're grateful that you're still here despite what you may be going through? So come on, we're going to have to get ourselves together and be a witness for Christ. Because let me help you understand something. We just got finished reading the verse where it says, that it should be read by all. That's how powerful God is. That no matter who sees us, no matter where they are in life, they would be able, excuse me, to see how good and great God is. Oh, they should be able to see how good and great God is. I am so grateful to God for just how he's touched my life. You have no idea. You know, I said to somebody yesterday, and they were telling me about some stuff that they had been through. And I said, you know, I don't look like where I've been. I don't look like where I've been. And that's only because of God. That's because I refuse to let God wake me up and look at me and say, I could have just closed your eyes. I can only imagine how many people he's saying that about. I can only imagine. So put your prayer request in the chat room as I begin to read the prayer requests that are already out here. And again, as I read, please, if anything comes to your mind, if anything comes to your mind, you put it into that chat room. And if somebody reads something that you have on your heart or in your mind that you're feeling the same way about, I want you to put thumbs up in the chat room, okay? Praying and asking God to use me in whichever way he sees fit. Praying that he gives me the words to say to each and every person I come in contact with. Praying and asking God that I become a better witness. Asking God to always put it on my heart and mind to stand up for him and preach the gospel. Asking God to help me study his word more so when I'm in conversation about the gospel, I can give them Bible verses to back up what I'm saying. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Listen, every time I'm on here with you, I always got to give you some verses so you can know it's not just Pastor Steph, but it's actually the word of God. So amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying that God helps me retain his word so that I can share it. Asking God to give me wisdom on the right words to say and the right testimonies to share that will make the greatest impact. Praying for holy boldness, confidence, and opportunity. Thanking God for another opportunity to do his will. Thanking God for all the evidence of his greatness and power that I can share. Asking God to help me manage my time and priorities so that I can be in the right place at the right time to be a witness for Christ. Praying that God helps me be quick on my feet with my responses. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests, that prayer request. Praying that God helps me become a better friend to him so I can be a greater witness for Christ. I have a hard time being a good friend consistently. I'm asking the Lord to help me work on my consistency, directness, and diligence. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for sparing my life and blessing me with the responsibility to witness for Christ. Thanking God for continuing to bless me with understanding how important witnessing is. Amen. Amen. Praying that I continue to collaborate with Jesus so that I know how to witness to each individual person. Praying that he continues to enhance my creativity when it comes to witnessing to people through the ministries he is entrusting me with. Amen. 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 And remember, if there's a prayer request that someone that I'm reading, that someone else sent in, put those thumbs up. Let them know that they're not in this by themselves. Let them know that they're not thinking it, feeling it, believing it, that God can change this, not just for them, but for you too. And if you have a prayer request, please do not hesitate to put it in the chat room, okay? Because I'll be praying soon, and I want to make sure that all these prayer requests have been read. Praying and thanking God for his renewed grace and mercy each day. Praying that you order my steps each day through your spirit to talk, think, and move as you need me to move. I continue in prayer of obedience to speak when I need to speak up and share my experiences with you, not living in shame, to edify all you bring to me and to those I encounter. Help me to stand in holy boldness, to always stand up for you and your word against all things in opposition to your word, living as you called me to be. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the prayer request. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer request. Praying and asking God to remove anything that's holding me back from being a better witness for Christ. Praying that I keep my eyes and ears open to hear when God is speaking. Thanking God for giving me another opportunity to get it right. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying that I can keep my focus on Jesus so that my personal feelings do not interfere with me witnessing for him. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for those prayer requests. As we're about to go into our prayer request, we are going to open up, you know, keep this prayer request open up. We're praying for being a witness for Christ. We got a shout out and an entry into the room from our girl Jackie Love. Hey, Jackie. Thank you so much for joining us. We're praying tonight about being a witness for Christ. Please, please, if anything comes past your mind, if God puts anybody on your heart, make sure, make sure you put it in the chat room, okay? All right. All praying for my legs for healing. Amen. Excuse me. Yes, amen. Amen. We're going to keep Jackie lifting in prayer for her legs for healing. She's active in the ministry of God. And Jackie pressing through on those hurt legs is being a witness for Christ. Okay? You don't know, but just pushing through and letting people know that despite the fact that I'm not feeling well, I'm just going to press my way forward for the work of Christ. That's being a witness for God, being a witness for Christ. Praying that my past, praying that my past doesn't prevent me from being a godly witness to my friends and family. Amen. 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 Continue to put your prayer request in the chat room, and when we're finished, I will definitely come back and I will read them. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, God of all mankind, we come before you today, and we thank you, Father, for just loving us. Because your love prevails through everything we do. Whether we are a sinful God, whether we are righteous, the Heavenly Father, when we're down, you pick us up. When we are lost, you put us on the right track. When we should be up, you bring us down. When we're down, you want us up, you bring us up, God. Your love prevails through everything we go through. And tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we're praying about being a witness for Christ. You sent your son to die on the cross for us, God. And we're so grateful for what he's done for each and every one of us. See, I don't have to tell what he's done for Jackie without having my own testimony. I don't have to tell what he's done for Shantice, because I have my own testimony. And we're grateful, God. And how do we show you that we're grateful? How do we do what we need to do to show that we're grateful? We are a minister for you. We are a witness for Christ, for all that Christ has done in our life. All we have to do is tell of his goodness, God, and we would be shouting out and being a witness for what you and your son have done for all of us, God. We thank you so much, God, that we have a room that we can all come into, God. This room is never going to be too small. This room is never going to be too big. We're so grateful, God, for you paying the bills, that regardless of where we are geographically, the Heavenly Father, you have invited us in the room, and you have allowed us the ability to be in the room. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for every individual who has come into the room tonight. We are grateful, the Heavenly Father, for everyone who has come into the room and who has dialed and texted and just reached out to someone else and encouraged them to come into the room. That's being a witness for Christ. Anytime we push forward, despite how we feel, that's being a witness for Christ. Every time we open up our mouth and we say good morning, it is a good morning because you have awakened us into the day. It is a good afternoon because you brought us through the morning to the afternoon. It is a good evening because you brought us through the morning, you brought us through the afternoon, and you've ushered us into the evening time of the day. So we definitely owe you for all you've done for us. We overlook the things you do for us, the Heavenly Father. But God, we will not overlook those things anymore. We thank you, the Heavenly Father, for all that you have done, God. Whether we recognize it or not, whether we even have seen it or not, there's so much you do behind our backs. There's so much you do while we're asleep. There's so much you do when we're on and in the battlefield for you. Thank you. Thank you for just reaching out and just putting your finger and touching our body and just have walked us from bad health into good health. Thank you, God, for touching our body and we were never sick when we were supposed to be sick. Thank you, God, for reaching out and touching our bodies when we should have been dead, but we're alive. That's how we can be a good witness for you. Because we have put our own lives in danger, but you said no. You said not now. When we were having unprotected sex, God, and we could have ended up with sexually transmitted diseases, when we could have ended up with HIV, you said no. You said no. You said no. You saved us. And it's because of your son that we are still here. So we owe everything we have to being a witness for Christ. We don't have the right to hold out on anything. We don't have a right to keep our mouths shut when you want us to tell of your goodness. We don't have a right to stay under the covers when people are out here dying and you've been so good to us. Thank you, Father, for just showing us. Thank you, God, for revealing this to us, that you're not satisfied when we're not telling of your goodness, when we don't want to talk, so we don't call anybody, we don't answer the phone, we're selective about who we speak to. Thank you for for leaving us here long enough to be reminded of why we're here. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not closing our eyes permanently and putting us asleep permanently with the possibility of going to hell. But the longer you leave us here, the more opportunity you give us to get it right. And tonight, God, we're going to walk into each moment as though it's our last, being a witness for you, telling people about you, getting out of our own way, getting out of our own head, getting out of our own feelings, getting out of our own mind, getting out of our own eyes and ears, God. Because we can't properly serve you if we're wrapped up in us. So I thank you, God, for revealing this to us tonight. I thank you, God, for spending time with us tonight. I thank you, God, for investing in us one more time tonight. When people have opted to go to bed, when they've opted to read a book, when they've opted to watch TV, when they've opted to go out, you have taken time with us tonight in this prayer room to reveal some things to us, to remind us of some things. And we thank you, God, for leading our path into this room. And God, we pray that if someone received the invite and didn't make the time, that they would even go back to listen to this after we're done. Because your power is still in effect. Woo! Thank you, Father. Because your love is still in effect. Thank you, God. Because maybe it didn't hit them at that time. But you gave them 5 extra minutes. And it dawned on them that, you know what? While I was out just talking to a friend, I needed to be talking to my other friend about Jesus. That deserves my time. Not just chilling and catching up. And I thank you so much, God, because you've revealed so much. You revealed so much to me for me to share with your people. And I have vowed to you that you would never have to tell me to do anything twice. And here I am. I'm being a witness for you. And I pray, God, that every opportunity I get, I do not miss that opportunity. I do not squander that opportunity. I do not turn my back on that opportunity. That I'm not waiting for another opportunity. But I will seize the moment, God. And that me being on here right now would be an example to your people to seize the opportunity when they're given it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity. Thank you, God, that you didn't listen to us. Thank you for pushing us across that line. Because we wouldn't even be here if you didn't push us across that line. So, God, we just pray that if you got to drag us, then do so. And we know you're not a God that forces yourself on anyone. And we know we get a little slow at times. That we get all wrapped up in ourselves at times. So we're asking you, God, to forgive us. We're asking, God, to please help us not to find ourselves in that spot ever again. And we can say ever again because you have that kind of power and your Holy Spirit can do just that. We do not underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. We do not underestimate the power of the blood of Jesus. That every time we are presented with an opportunity, we won't walk. We will run. Because you're relying on us. Thank you. Lord, we give you the glory for all that you have done in our lives tonight. Just one more time, we're here before you, holding hands and holding hearts, strengthening one another. So we can pray together. And again, we're not underestimating this opportunity. This was an opportunity right here. You know, we're praying for an opportunity to be a witness. All we had to do was dial somebody. All we had to do was text somebody. Just be there. The way was already made. All we have to do is get on the path. That path is glittered with gold. It's not hard to find it. Not if you keep putting it in our way. Not if you keep showing it to us. Not if you keep exposing it to us. Thank you, Father. And we pray, God, for every individual here who's going through a rough time, regardless of what their rough time is, God. But we pray that they just reach out and hold on to the hem of the garment of Christ so that they can be healed. The woman with the issue of blood, as soon as she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was healed. She felt it. And we just don't have that confidence in you, God. So I'm praying, God, tonight that all that lack of confidence, all that doubt, all that reservation, all of that slow dragging will be put behind us. That we are touching the hem of your garment right now, looking for that healing. Thank you, Father. We love you so much, God, for all that you have done. Thank you for what you are doing, and thank you for what you will do, Father. If it weren't for you, we would not be anything, not even a little thing. We would be nothing. We give you the glory and the honor. We salute you tonight, God, for all that you are in our life. And again, we thank you for sending your son for such a time as this. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, let me just check and make sure that there are no prayer requests that have come in. All right. Thank you so much for just being my prayer partner tonight. Thank you so much for just believing in the power of God. Thank you. Thank you so much for trusting God and trusting Pastor Steph tonight, that I could lead you on a road to righteousness. That I can help you stay on the road. That I can just kind of nudge you back because you stepped just a little bit off the path. Please do not hesitate to tell somebody about the Word Prayer Project. Please do not hesitate to text somebody and let them know that this prayer took place tonight. And if they weren't on live, they can still go on and listen. Anywhere you can listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, you can listen to the Word Prayer Project. We are 100% online, whether it's Facebook, you can go back and look at it on Facebook. You can go and look at it on our YouTube page. And any streaming platform, because we are also streaming right now to Blog Talk Radio, and anything that is fed to Blog Talk Radio is on iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Audible.com, Amazon Prime Podcast, Google Podcast, FeedSpot, almost any streaming podcast there is, you can find us. So there's no reason why you got to be alone. this journey is not meant for you to be on it alone. You've got all your prayer partners right at your fingertips. So you don't ever have to feel like you're alone. You know God is always there. Christ is always there. You are never alone. Don't miss It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you, again, any streaming platform, if you miss us live from 7 to 9, you can always go back. 5 minutes after 9, it's on repeat. So, woo, I mean, what better way of being a witness for Christ? If you tell somebody, come on, let's listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Also, make sure you check out YouTube for our new show. With all due respect, with Shantice and V, they have an upcoming episode this Friday, God spares. So go back and look at some of their old. I think they have three episodes. Dynamic. Especially if you're a millennial, you will love it. But I'm telling you, I'm not a millennial, and I love it. They are doing a fantastic job. Make sure you check out the ladies on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. So you listen, here's what I love about God. Before I go, I wanted to say this to you. Here's what I love about God. God says, I don't want any of my people to perish. And what he's doing is he is setting us up so that we don't fail. With all of these different shows and different areas, how we can reach out and touch one another, there's no reason why we fail. We fail because we are negligent. So trust God. Trust God for everything he puts into place so that you will not perish. Ah, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. Couldn't do it without you. See you next week, God's fans.